The recently opened Little Mulberry Gallery, located in the Ozark foothills, showcases fine wood-fired clay works and fiber arts created by noted artists Stephen Driver and Louise Halsey. But as Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich recently discovered, the remote gallery also revives an Ozarks era gone by, the artists' Back to the Land movement.
The Little Mulberry Gallery is located off Scenic Highway 215 in the beautiful Mulberry River watershed. The work of only two artists is featured there, Stephen Driver and Louise Halsey. They're married. Stephen Driver and his brothers purchased the forested 80-acre parcel where they live and where the gallery is situated back in 1975, part of the historic hippie Back to the Land movement. Driver says his family has continuously occupied the parcel all these years, divided by two beautifully constructed rustic and sustainable homesteads.
Our property is bordered on two sides by the Ozark National Forest, and we have the Little Mulberry Creek that runs along one side.
You can hear the milky turquoise-colored stream rushing by off in the distance, as well as glimpse a portion of the Ozark Highland Trail high on a ridgeline above the creek. Many other families live out here, making livings as carpenters, medical practitioners, and artists, along with lots of recreational vendors, catering to thousands of visiting hikers and floaters through the seasons. Ozark General Store and Turner Bend Outfitters operate nearby.
And when I was here from 1976 to 1993, I made pots, I baled hay, roofed houses, I worked in a machine shop, I did whatever I had to do to keep it together.
At the time, Stephen Driver and Louise Halsey were raising two children. While he ran Mulberry Creek Pottery, traveling to art shows, she worked as a production weaver, creating rugs, shawls, and scarves, and taking consignments. The family left the land in the early 90s for a time to pursue educational and creative ventures. Louise Halsey taught at the prestigious Penland School in North Carolina, and they both attended the University of Georgia, Athens. She also acquired a Master of Art from Goddard College in Vermont. Stephen Driver taught at the University of Arkansas Little Rock for 5 years. But by the summer of 2013, the couple returned back to the land, this time as fine artists. Stephen Driver takes us to see his new massive new wood fire kiln he's constructing.
It's a Japanese kiln. It's a two-chamber kiln, and the first chamber is an anagama, which is a tube kiln, and the second chamber is an aborigama, which is a arched kiln that is a separate chamber that is on the back for salt firing.
The Quonset-shaped Japanese-style kiln is made with salvaged white fire brick and is fired with sawmill forest scrap. The first firing is planned for late spring. This new kiln will be able to hold up to 500 pieces of pottery. The kiln is situated under an open-air shed next to Driver's spacious pottery studio, where he spends his days hand-mixing clay and spinning and fabricating porcelain and stoneware pieces, as well as effigy vessels, elegantly glazed in creams, umbers, blues, and turquoise.
I made the bowls for the Governor's Awards two years ago. And I used the turquoise glaze that looks like the creek for the awards.
A luminous turquoise glaze quietly pools in the bottom of the bowl. Stephen Driver's work is currently on display at the Historical Arkansas Museum in Little Rock. He also sells his work in the couple's new gallery, situated in the lower level of their home. We head inside, passing by a forsythia hedge, which is mysteriously blooming out of season. Both Stephen Driver and Louise Halsey are consumed with grave ecological concerns right now, reflected in their artworks, including her ongoing series of tapestries of houses in distress.
I did a supersized my house, and I did frack house, which showed fracking in the water and stuff like that.
For a time, Halsey was engaged with heavy production work, sourcing bulk materials from textile industry scrap.
I dealt with designers. A lot of the rugs were shipped to California. Stephen helped me do custom dyeing. I had hired several people in the neighborhood who helped. It was quite a production. And toward the end of it, the textile industry was disappearing. The source for those materials was going to be harder to come by and more expensive. And I was starting to get carpal tunnel from doing a repetitive motion with the weaving of the rugs.
Today, she's strictly a fiber artist, exhibiting her richly colored geometric designed tapestries and rugs in Georgia, New York, Minnesota, to New Mexico, winning awards along the way. She represented Arkansas 3 years ago in a National Museum of Women in the Arts fiber show in Washington, D.C.
Arkansas is a challenge because it's never been taught on the university level, so there's not as much of a tradition. There's a quilting tradition, there's a basketry tradition, but you're really hard-pressed, especially after the 1800s, to find any semblance of anything. I mean, often people say, oh yeah, my grandmother wove, and I'll say, really? And then it'll turn out it was a braided rug, or it was a hooked rug, or not that there aren't weavers in the history, but it is sparse history, I think.
Louise Halsey says she's on pause now as a maker while she develops a selection of natural plant-based dyes to replace her old chemical dyes. And, of course, she's promoting their new remote gallery.
This is an experiment, and we're going to have to make some adjustments because we don't get a lot of traffic. It turns out that the people that do come generally, they're either not interested and they figure that out rather rapidly, or they are interested and they buy something. So Stephen worked in a pottery where he demonstrated and dealt with customers every weekend, all weekend long.
All week long.
Yeah, and we don't really want that much traffic.
The Little Mulberry Gallery, situated close to the Little Mulberry Creek, is open most weekends and by appointment. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
You can find links to the Little Mulberry Gallery at our webpage, ozarksatlarge.com. And you can also view the American Craft Council film about Stephen Driver and Louise Halsey, which we've also linked at our webpage, ozarksatlarge.com.